I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Let's order takeout. How about some chili-spiced grasshoppers? Fly egg caviar. Ooh, don't forget the centipede shish kebab. Although these are actual insect delicacies in Mexico, Thailand, China, Ghana, and Brazil, for much of the world, the thought of eating insects, also called entomophagy, likely makes your stomach crawl. But with a global population clambering its way up to 10 billion by 2050, the world is facing a food shortage crisis, and protein is a crucial component of a healthy diet. Currently, 50% of the world's ice and desert-free lands are devoted to growing edible animals and the crops that feed them. That's equivalent to all the acreage from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego. Alternative proteins from plants and insects cut the land use by 75%. Insect farming creates a closed loop. Bugs can feast on upcycled food waste before they become food. A single wriggling black soldier fly larvae can consume 50 times its own body weight. Compared to edible animals, insects emit 100 times less carbon dioxide. While diners in the U.S. may not be ready for steamed grubs, we currently use insect proteins in foods for pets, farmed fish, and poultry. Powdered protein or cricket flour is also on the rise. Maggot tells me that people may creep closer to one day loving bug burgers, but in the meantime, they can still curb climate disasters right now by converting food waste into compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.